Pharmacy Nation, I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 199. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about withholding stress ulcer prophylaxis in critically ill patients, answer the drug information question, can pancrelipase pellets be given via gastrostomy tube, and share a resource from Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode199. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The title of the article for this episode is Withholding Pantoprazole for Stress Ulcer Prophylaxis in Critically Ill Patients, a Pilot Randomized Clinical Trial and Meta-Analysis. The lead author is Waleed Al-Hazani. This was published in Critical Care Medicine, April 2017. Routine stress ulcer prophylaxis in critically ill patients is dogma, but evidence is mounting that questions who actually needs stress ulcer prophylaxis. As discussed in episode 134, an update on the 1999 stress ulcer prophylaxis guidelines is very much overdue. ASHP lists the publication date of new stress ulcer prophylaxis guidelines as spring 2017, but as of this recording, there's only 6 more days left until that deadline passes. Authors of this study sought to investigate the efficacy and safety of withholding proton pump inhibitors in critically ill patients. This was a multi-center, double-blind, randomized controlled trial. The authors randomized adult ICU patients anticipated to be mechanically ventilated for greater than or equal to 48 hours to receive 40 milligrams of IV pantoprazole daily or placebo. Exclusion criteria were acute or recent GI bleed, patients that used dual platelet agents, medical need for proton pump inhibitor treatment, or some patients who had already received acid suppression before enrollment. In addition to this trial, the authors conducted a systematic review and meta-analysis of similar trials. 91 patients from 10 centers in Canada, Saudi Arabia, and Australia were enrolled. Upper GI bleeding, ventilator-associated pneumonia, and C. diff infection all occurred more frequently in the pantoprazole group. However, none of these differences achieved statistical significance. In the meta-analysis of 5 similar trials, there was no statistically significant difference in the risk of upper GI bleeding, infections, or mortality. The authors concluded our results support the feasibility of a larger trial to evaluate the safety of withholding stress ulcer prophylaxis. Although the results are imprecise, there was no alarming increase in the risk of upper gastrointestinal bleeding, the effect of proton pump inhibitors on ventilator-associated pneumonia, and C. diff remain unclear. The evidence against widespread stress ulcer prophylaxis for critically ill patients continues to grow. Lack of benefit combined with the risk of harm, C. diff, and pneumonia is a definite concern. I would like to see some larger trials of pantoprazole versus placebo before considering abandoning stress ulcer prophylaxis. If results from these smaller trials are replicated by the 3 studies I discussed in episode 134, I predict within the next 2 years, we'll look at stress ulcer prophylaxis in a completely different way. The drug information question for this episode is, can pancrelipase pellets be given via gastrostomy tube? And the answer is yes, when mixed with acidic food such as applesauce. The lumen of the G-tube that empties into the stomach isn't one large hole the width of the tube. Instead, the distal end of G-tubes have multiple smaller holes that are prone to clogging by medication pellets such as those found in pancrelipase. A clogged G-tube cannot always be easily replaced, so medications that might produce clogging should be avoided. The authors of a 2011 study found that pancrelipase mixed in applesauce does not clog several G-tubes, and you can go to the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode199, for a list of the brand names of the G-tubes and the sizes that are not clogged. The pancrelipase was stirred into applesauce and left to sit for 15 minutes, then pushed through the G-tube at a rate of about 1 ml per second. The resource for this episode is the Trauma and Surgical Critical Care Practice Management Guidelines from Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. These guidelines are published on the web and freely available. You can find the link in the show notes. There's dozens of guidelines covering pharmacology, fluids, nutrition, and more. Their stress ulcer prophylaxis guidelines were updated January 2017, and they recommend famotidine for most patients unless there's a specific indication for pantoprazole. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.